how are we going to protect future flooding on the lots to the south and to the north of that property?
Just so you know, what we're doing at this point is cleaning up some of these old C1 conservancies, okay? Your issues are being heard, and we will take them as this project would be come back to us.
Okay, thank you.
So I definitely watch the agendas because I definitely invite you back for the future meetings as this may go. But you may be able to sit down with Mr. Zimmerman and really shed some light in regards to it. But you've also got to understand, we can't prevent a 100-year flood scenario.
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay. Right. But we can do our best to make sure that we understand the area more a little bit more thoroughly with the engineering reports.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Jennifer Wozniak. I'm at 8102 South 36th Street. And I was wondering if there is some type of picture as to what exact property we're talking about.
Nick, can you pull this up?
And if I could, when you do pull that up, if we could talk about where the road is that you're proposing.
Sure.
Go.
Engineer Morrow.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's still the after the public comment period closed, but comments for planning staff. So I sat down with Mr. Sumwalt about a month ago and talked about a road layout, and I gave him probably two or three different other options and ideas. They keep referencing a road. Has the road been updated or...
As far as I know, no.
Okay.
So I know Oren says it's still being worked on, and I know it's being worked on. I don't know if the owner has shown us a copy of the latest version.
So the message for the public is there may be a picture of a road on what Nick's going to show us, but it
might be different than
could be a lot different, yes.
So Joel, is it a road or a path that the owner has just kind of put onto this property?
Yes. The owner would prefer not to have a road.
Okay.
That's it.
So they were putting it on there because staff was recommending it, but their preference would be not to have a road.
Okay.
Can I ask how it would be zoned then for four future family homes without a road?
No.
They would still stay the same, but that's the problem. They can fit those lots in that zoning category on that 35th Street and meet all the requirements without the road. With the road, two of those lots get too small, and so they either would have to get some kind of variance, move the lots, shrink the road, and or rezone it to a different zoning category.
So the properties that they're proposing are all off 35th Street?
Yep, and would meet the current zone. It's the road being proposed by staff that causes the trouble.
The problem is it looks like that road connects into 36th Street, and I live on that dead end, and there's a ton of wildlife back there. It's very quiet. I like the dead end. I don't want a road going. I don't want our dead end street opened up. We have children that play there as well. I don't feel that it's safe or necessary. Thank you.
Thank you.
That map is what was shown to the Plan Commission at the last meeting, where the road would go. So that's on that map right there.
Yeah. I don't understand why we need the road or need the houses.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I'm sure there's some questions on behalf of the commission, and we'll continue on with this conversation. Any other comments from the Ms. Mills? Name and address.
Can I get this? Here. My name is Judy Mills, and I live at 8018 West Winston Way. This is just a general comment. because I've lived here 30 years, and because over the history of this time, we've had so many master plans and different reports, and we've changed zoning in areas. And when a developer comes in and develops a subdivision or an area, he does it with the idea that at that point in time, the Planning Commission and the powers that be think that certain things are going to happen around that area. And then time passes, and zoning has changed, and another report is written, and everything in Franklin changes around that, and different development occurs, and this causes water problems that nobody quite understands why they're occurring. And when you change one thing, it can sometimes have a domino effect. And I think that when you have as many wetlands in the Franklin area as we do, or when you put in sewers, I live in a subdivision where the sewers were meant to connect to other things and go out in other directions, and then development occurred that wasn't supposed to occur according to the... I checked the zoning before I built my house, so I knew all the zoning was supposed to be homes, and then it went to commercial, and all of our little sewer pipes are too small to hook. They were supposed to hook up to other little small sewer pipes, and everything out there is bigger sewer pipes that we don't hook up to. So all of ours just stop, and water doesn't flow there. We have flooding problems. And then the other thing I'd like to mention, you have on the books that berms have to be checked out. And where
Ms. Mills, this has to be pertinent to the C1 Conservancy.
Well, when people don't understand, if you don't live in a place long enough with people moving in and out, they oftentimes don't understand why something is flooding. Why do they have water in their yard? And that if people start building berms and berms act as dams and they start changing the water flow and people don't recognize that water didn't flow that way originally, then all of a sudden you have water flowing where it never flowed before. And in my subdivision, for example, the people that live across the street from me, they planted gardens in their backyard until neighbors built berms that acted as dams. But now their backyards flood, so they can't put gardens there anymore. And that I have a neighbor that built a berm, and so it acts as a dam. And nobody got permission to build any of these berms. And so this happens all over the city, changing water flow all over the place. And then people come and say, well, we're having flooding here, flooding there. And it comes back to you, not that you caused this, but it makes a very complicated problem in Franklin that has been caused because of all of these different reports and zoning changes and whatnot. And then people come in and say, well, we've got water problems here, water problems there. And
okay, thank you, Ms. Mills.
So it's something I think you need to think
about. But Ms. Mills, this happens in every community. In everyone's backyard, someone does something different. But thank you for the little education. But there are a lot more significant issues that we've got to address as a commission that's going to go rather lengthy. So you've had your 3 minutes. Thank you for the comment. Yes, sir.
I am Dean Steer. I live on 7954 South 35th Street. I very much have some problems with the proposed road. It seems rather cavalier how you guys are just looking to place a road without really doing any kind of an environmental impact study, really looking to see what paving over some of the wetlands is actually going to do. I've lived in my property for 14, 15 years. We all know about the flooding that we had in 2008, but beyond that, if you go and just drive down Drexel and just west of 35th and you look at any of those houses, they're on the north side of the street after any kind of rainfall, and half of those driveways are underwater. So you're going to build a nice little Venice Canal, an underwater road here that's going to nowhere for what? I think we should have a bigger discussion at some point about what that actually means to the environment. I see three lots right there that can be built out, beautiful lots on 35th Street. Why have a road that goes nowhere and goes into a wetland property when we already have water problems? So I see no logic. It's very short-sighted. I think it's foolish. And I think there's a lot more study that needs to be done before you can even think about putting a road back there.
Okay. Thank you, Dean. Sir? Name and address.
Does it go higher? Try.
So, yeah.
Louis Antoine, 8055 South 35th Street. I'm the one directly south. I have issue with the road, and for some of the same reasons that some of the other residents said, but also where you're proposing it stops is right behind my house. That's one. Two, there are flooding areas in there. So unfortunately, my wife and I had our house burned down in 2012. And we bought some property south of ours to tear down a barn and not only improve our home value, but our neighbors. 35th Street is an extremely busy road. And any given night, you're going to see a dozen kids playing in yards. And you're proposing a road in a place where, to be honest with you, there's a hill. And it's going to be blind, and people fly down that road. It's not very heavily policed. Our old home had bracing in the basement due to flooding. And being up the road further than most people, and when spring happens and everybody's draining, the water's all flowing at the same rate, well, it kicks back up, and my front yard's underwater every spring. So, and I do environmental stuff for a profession, so please do your homework. Make sure that this is the right decision. I think all of us in the neighborhood can appreciate that we're finally going to maybe do something with that property. But you got to make sure that we're not increasing safety issues. Another issue I potentially have is making sure the setbacks are consistent, because the fact we wanted to build and we had to buy land in order to build because our house would be not far enough from the road. So I don't want to take too much time. Hopefully we can know when your next hearings are.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Lewis.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Hello, John Geisa, 3480 West Villa Drive. Here also to speak about the property as laid out here. I am concerned about the sizes of the first, lots 2, 3, and 4 being zoned to R6. They are not consistent with a lot of the other houses in the property, a lot of the other properties in the area. Also, a comment was made that all the proposed lots were on 35th Street. That's not correct. The largest of the lots is significantly off 35th. So by removing this, we are, looking at potential for a lot of additional houses to be built back there. Obviously, a road is necessary. We are, very concerned about, the additional load on 35th Street. And, we would really ask that, additional hearings are had on this and propose that, the C1, either if it is meant to be removed, but the conservancy easement that is proposed is going to be voice to the rest of the area so that we can review that. We are really hoping that you take that under consideration, that this is not good for the existing residents in this area.
Okay. Thank you. Seeing no others, I'd like to close the public hearing and open it up to the commission. Questions? Remember that this is a vote just on the conservancy, okay? All other things and the issues that all of you brought up is heard and will be taken into consideration as this project moves forward, okay?
I just want to address some of the concerns raised by some of the citizens. I do share those. I worked for the Milwaukee Sewage District for 36 years. 20 of them was the flood manager there, so I understand the issues of flooding pretty well. And I've strived on this planning commission to be sure that any development that goes in does not increase the flooding on surrounding neighbors. However, we do know that the climates are changing. Whether you believe in climate warming or not, we are seeing increased rainfall. Some of it is just inevitable that we're going to see increased amounts of water trying to get to areas that do take water now. But if you could preserve those natural storage areas, that's usually the best way to do it. But we are going to see more water. It's just inevitable. But I will do my best, as long as I'm on the Planning Commission, to be sure that those things are addressed.
No, I closed the public hearing.
I just wanted to know if there's going to be another thing that we are all invited to, because if this is the only notice that we've received about this.
Well, to answer your question,
there
will be future
not public
hearings. So there will be no additional opportunity for you to have a comment, but there will be future, probably a future project or a proposal sent to us. But city attorney can clarify me.
Without predicting what the Plan Commission might do with regard to a recommendation on this subject matter, this is a rezoning ordinance. If the Plan Commission were to vote on it tonight, then it goes to the Common Council, which would then be at the next Common Council meeting. I'm understanding that the certified survey map, which is a separate technical item, and with regard to where the lot's layout is and whether or not there's a road and where that road is, has to come back to the Plan Commission meeting. So Plan Commission, technically there's no citizen comment period unless the Plan Commission votes to suspend the rules or if there is a public hearing, but there's not public hearings on certified survey maps. But ultimately that goes to the Common Council also. Any item on a Common Council agenda can be addressed because the meeting starts with a citizen comment period. So at the start of the meeting you can stand up and say whatever you wish to say and ask questions during the citizen comment period. So you watch for any items pertaining to this property development to not only return to the Plan Commission, but also to go to the Common Council.
So go to our website, watch the agendas for this particular issue. You will have an opportunity to speak at a Common Council meeting when and if the issue does arise.
How we would be informed of that. So we'll go to the website. Because this deal, like I said, the only thing we have mailed-wise,
And you can also call your alderman of record. Okay? And your alderman is Mr. Taylor. Okay? You may be familiar with the...
This is where I leave. That's Steve Taylor right there.
Yeah. He's in orange.
Just a point of clarification.
Yes.
Well, actually, it's Barber. He was Barber.
It's Barber?
On the other side.
Oh, okay. He's on the other side. But if you know Steve Taylor, yeah. Okay.
Just a point of clarification for me. There is the possibility of a public hearing if there's a natural resource exception. Is that correct?
Correct.
But the property owner is trying not to do that. Correct. So that's why we may have a public hearing, but probably not. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions in the commission? Then do I have a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to remove the existing C1 Conservancy District zoning from the property at 8029 South 35th Street, approximately 0.75 acres.
So move.
Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Against? Hearing the motion passes. 5 in favor, none against. So all of you who are interested in just this item, you are permitted to leave. Unless you want to sit and I think
C5?
We're going to do C5 and then we'll get to the hard stuff. C5 is regarding Bear Development, Area G, that was noted on in our city area. Mixed-use development consisting of single-family residential, multifamily residential, commercial, industrial, conservancy, and open space uses. Pardon?
Can we have them go out and talk if they want to talk?
Alderman Taylor, can you take this out if you need to talk? Okay, thanks. Certified survey map and rezoning application, Mr. Deedle. Or Nick, we've got a public hearing.
Notice hereby given to the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, June 7, 2018 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by Bear Development, LLC, for approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone lots 1, 2, and 3 of a proposed certified survey map as follows. Lot 1 from R2 Estate Single Family Residence District to M1 Limited Industrial District. Lot 2 from R2 Estate Single Family Residence District and C1 Conservancy District to M1 Limited Industrial District. Lot 3 from R2 Estate Single Family Residence District and C1 Conservancy District to R6 Suburban Single Family Residence District. Properties generally located southwest of West Loomis Road, south of West Ryan Road, and west of South 112th Street, including 11205 West Ryan Road.
Okay, thank you, Nick. Properly noticed public hearing. Mr. Deedle, would you like to provide us with some highlights, please?
Thank you. So this public hearing is for the rezoning. The applicant is asking for action on two items, the rezoning and then a related certified survey map. Both of these items were the subject of a concept review in front of the Common Council earlier this week. Again, generally speaking, this is the land that's south of Loomis Road, west of 112. They are proposing to create some lots for some anticipated development. They are asking for the zoning to help accomplish that as well. They still will have to come back if that development is to proceed. They still will have to come back for site plans and possible other approvals as well. This is just the early steps. Nick is putting up on the screen now the maps for this area. Again, the property on the east closest to 112th is where the residential would be. They're proposing R6 size lots. The area in the middle would be the conservancy or open area. There's some wetlands in there. It's our understanding that they've indicated that there's real high groundwater tables there too. The area, the large lot on the west, would be one of these anticipated developments that they wish to accommodate by starting this process with the rezoning and certified survey map. And then the area in the middle on the top would be some additional development. So that could be light industrial, maybe a little bit of commercial. That big parcel on the west would be light industrial. So that's what they're proposing. But right now all they're asking for is just a review and a recommendation from the Plan Commission on the rezoning and the certified survey map. So staff is recommending approval with a couple of conditions on the certified survey map.
So, Mr. Deedle, is this the lot that's, is the Irish Cottage right on the corner?
Yes, so it's not owned by these people and it's not included.
No.
But it's immediately adjacent, yes.
So you kind of envision where this property is located behind it. Okay. We've got a properly noticed public hearing, so I'll open up the public hearing for questions, comments.
Thank you very much. Mary McDonald, 11555 West Loomis Road. Not a question, just a comment. I've already had opportunities to speak with the developers, but I'd like for the record to express concern of myself and not speaking for the neighbors, but we've got a couple of properties there that are surrounded by the development, and I've got concern about the value of our property at next to the Irish Cottage with the industrial development around it. And I know that it's been under discussion, but I'd like to just make it known that we've got a concern.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mary.
Frank Januszewski, 12301 West Ryan Road. I attended the listening session last Thursday, and I got a full-blown development layout. Might be easier for me to just hold.
yeah. Yeah, you can hold it.
But I was concerned on a couple of fronts. They described the 76 lots that were proposed as nearly half an acre. They said they were 14,000 square feet. That's not my math. I asked if there was any tax impact study based on the proposal to meet with the 70-30 goal that's up on the wall over here. Apparently that has not been done. I don't know why we would get to this point without at least a preliminary tax impact study. Also on the proposal on the listening session was a large lot that's adjacent to my property, which would be northwest of this, not in this plot, but in the plan that I was given. And when the plot that I was handed out on Thursday had a future development site blank. I have a plot dated May 10th that has 180 apartments laid out on that parcel. I asked if they had any idea or what their future plans for that were. They said none. Well, I have it, a copy of it, of 180 apartments on that parcel. Where did that come from? If there was no plan, that I got that, it had to be submitted to the city. So I don't know how we can go from a May 10th proposal with 180 apartments laid out on the far northwest part of this development to future development. Super concerned about 180 apartments going on 19 acres, 76 lots going on 33. Dumping out onto Loomis Road, 55 miles an hour. I don't get much answers.
Are you asking rhetorical questions?
I am not. I'm asking questions. Is there a scheduled tax impact study for this development?
That is something that will have to be presented to the to the city. But also, what has to happen is this is preliminary work for rezoning. So you were at that meeting, the meeting that we had. Remember, the council wasn't very impressed about the apartments, and that was on the initial presentation that was given to us. That's why they said that there's no plan, because we asked them really to take the apartments off of the plan.
Well, one of my concerns, and this was the listening session that was last Thursday with these guys, the presentation that they made just to the adjoining landowners. Mm-hmm. You know, they kept referencing these residential lots as being nearly a half an acre with the green space buffer. And I got references to the developments in Muskego, Boxhorn Reserve, Astor Hills. There's nothing even comparable to that. I mean, Boxhorn Reserve averages 24,000 square foot lots. Astor Hills, 24,900, not 14,000. That's not even close to a half an acre. That's a third or less of an acre.
Okay, Frank, this is regarding zoning right now.
Right.
After they get the zoning approval, if they get a zoning approval from us,
right,
then they know what they can work with within. Then your questions are being heard,
okay,
and we will see how and if the project will be put together. Okay?
Will that include a tax impact study?
Sure. Yeah, if we want to see some tax numbers, sure, we can get an understanding of the tax impact. It's just general numbers. They're going to tell us that the average house is going to be somewhere between $300,000 and $400,000.
No, it was 4 to 6 at the meeting last Wednesday. On a third of an acre, I don't think so.
Well, if it's that high, hey, a $400,000 house is $9,000.
Yep.
Okay, so we have the understanding of what the tax impact may be, based on the number of houses that they believe they can put in that. But until they know that if we're going to approve zoning, they have no idea right now what they can get in there. They have a conception. This is what they presented to us as an idea. We liked it, okay? we said, okay, let's go, let's continue to move forward on this. But by no means are we there yet.
Okay.
Okay?
Do you know when the next meeting will be scheduled for based on approval of this?
No. It's up to the developer and how they would present, but Mr. Deedle may have an answer.
If the Planning Commission recommends approval, then both the rezoning and the certified survey map would go to the Common Council at their next meeting.
Sure. The Common Council, this is a recommending body to the Common Council. Okay. So you'll have also an opportunity that you, as I informed people on the other items, you can also bring related questions to it as well and your concerns.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Any other questions? Hearing none, I'm going to... Oh.